This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the ride.
Queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, dead after a long illness at the age of 83. Tributes are pouring in all over the place. Who doesn't know a Tina Turner song? Don't care if you're 21 or 85, I bet you know one. Rip to Tina Turner. We'll talk more about that. Ron DeSantis' failure to launch, in a sense, there was a very big Twitter glitch, so it didn't work out, but he still managed to have a pre-programmed announcement. It's official. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he is, in fact, running for president 2024. Hey, everybody, that's where we're at. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. So a couple of things about Ron DeSantis and what happened. He was scheduled, there was a scheduled event, and even it was announced the day before that, yeah, I'm doing this through Twitter. Elon Musk is going to question me. We're going to do this whole Twitter thing. Is kicking off this presidential campaign with a chat with him, but Twitter couldn't handle the audience, I guess. There's more than 250,000 people ready to listen to the conversation, but the problem is the platform wasn't ready for them. The event crashed multiple times, and the audience kept growing. So about 20 minutes after it was scheduled to start, before DeSantis himself even got a chance to speak, the spaces closed because they were trying to, crews were trying to make the fixes to make it work. So not the false start the Florida governor was hoping for, but it does become official. He is running for president. It's not a surprise. We knew it. We've been talking about it, and it happens. I mean, you know, he launches, and there are all over the place little pieces of Ron DeSantis, so to speak. It was interesting to see it, though, on the platform. The Joe Biden people, for once, had their act together, and they had a picture of Biden-Harris, let's finish the job, that's their slogan, and it said, this link works on Twitter, and it said, donate to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So I actually have to say that was pretty clever that they took advantage of it. And it is so interesting that somehow the whole thing just, you know, melted. The internet basically melted when he decided he was going to run. But like I said, it's not a surprise. We know there's been this buildup. First, there was going to be the book that dropped, and then there was going to be the official, you know, launch. There is something interesting that the people in Florida were talking about as far as DeSantis, who got elected in the first place in 2018 when he was running for governor of Florida, really running on the Trump coattails, where his young child was learning to read in one of the campaign ads, The Art of the Deal, which was Donald Trump's big book many, many decades ago. And there were lots and lots of references to Donald Trump. And obviously now they're running for the same office, the former president and the Florida governor. So he's not trying to be a Trump disciple, I suppose, at this time. But DeSantis signed a bill on Wednesday that allowed him to run for president while still serving as the Sunshine State's governor, which it came on the same day that he filed that paperwork to officially campaign for the Republican nomination. The measure is part of a bill that also includes sweeping new restrictions on how third-party registration groups operate, which, of course, drew the ire of many Democrats in the state of Florida who say the legislation will negatively affect efforts to enroll more minority voters. So while that's happening, he's allowing him in, which he'll easily get that rubber stamped, while that allows him to still be the governor, just in case he doesn't win the nomination for the Republicans, and that's not how it's worded, but that is just in case. And while that is processed through, there were a lot of conversations in the talk radio world in just the state of Florida, probably other places too, as to give me a break, just bend those rules. But, you know, other governors, I was thinking about this, other governors have done that. Michael Bloomberg, when he wanted to run, he twisted something, let's say twisted, he twisted a few arms and had legislation that was crafted that he could run for mayor of New York for a third time, for example. And there have been a few others that have taken some interesting liberties to try to make all of that fit. The big question is he the biggest opponent for Donald Trump on the Republican side to get that nomination? What is it going to look like in the polls now? I mean, he trails in the polls heading into the day, but when more polls start to come out, where does he fall? Does he pull higher than Nikki Haley, which I think he will, or Tim Scott, which I think he will? But again, the big wall to leap over, so to speak, that's been built, one that's actually been built, is the former president. Despite the fact that all kinds of things are happening to him with legal challenges, I think that looking at the tea leaves, at least for the foreseeable future, Trump is ahead. I mean, even the Quinnipiac poll has Trump leading DeSantis by 31 points. That's a pretty big margin. Early in the game, but that's still a pretty big margin. And, you know, these are small numbers. Like, the poll showed that 56% of registered voters either align with the Republican Party or leaning at least in that direction have really pushed their weight behind Donald Trump. So if you were to look at past polls, which I pulled some of them up, this is May. That's what the May polls show. But if you go back to, let's say, when he was talking about running and launching the book first and everything in February, Donald Trump in that same poll had 42%, DeSantis 36%. If you go to March, Trump had 47%, DeSantis 33%. And then you go to May and you see what the big discrepancy is there between the two. So almost every poll that I could scramble and find, because there's going to be so many more, it absolutely had Trump in front of DeSantis, some by a smaller amount, but certainly there were plenty that were there. All right, we're going to talk more about that, the campaign, what does it mean, what's been the reaction to that as we move through this hour of the show. Also, your opinions, because there was a ton of them, about a lot of things, politically speaking, of who's running when we hit the mailbag coming up in our third segment here on the show. Plus, we've got a mic drop moment and a couple of other things along the way as well. And more on Tina Turner. What a showstopper she was. A true songbird, a sensation, who had a couple of nickels in her pocket when she ran away from an abusive husband, Tina Turner, and then eventually launched her own career. Coming up next, though, more on DeSantis and the run, and what about the Democrats?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAItreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Again, Tina Turner dies at the age of 83. She had high blood pressure, and she had something wrong with a kidney. In fact, her husband donated a kidney in 2018 to her so she wouldn't have to go through dialysis. And, you know, this was just in 2019 where on Broadway the Tina Turner show opened. And she was there. She went and actually saw it, and it was such a big deal for the people who star in that. And for the people in the audience, it was kind of a surprise thing. And there had just been a 2021 documentary about Tina Turner. And I mentioned there, it's Ike Turner, not Tina Turner, of course. Ike Turner was her abusive husband, who eventually, because he was such a beater and beat her to inches of her death at one point, she got away from him. It was in Dallas, Texas. She basically ran away from the hotel and went across the street to somewhere else and sought help, and somebody helped her. And so she escaped him and managed to still keep her name, and even had to fight for her name because he knew, you know, she had a big name, using his name too. And she kept it, though. She was, the courts allowed her to keep it, and she went on to have, after really, really struggling even in the music business, to find her niche. And her goal ultimately when she was singing was to play in front of a huge jam-packed stadium, and she did that in Rio. Almost 200,000 people came out to see Tina Turner, and there's just been a massive reaction and it's not a surprise, but there's been a massive reaction to her death. So many people who adored Tina Turner coming out of the woodwork to pay tributes to her, including the rock and roll icon himself, Mick Jagger, who she said she had a little bit of a crush on. They, of course, sang together, even did a couple of songs together. And just there's so much, if you look at her, if you look at the body of her work, even in the beginning where he knew she had it when she sang with Tina Turner, sang in his band, that there was something very, very special. So Mick Jagger said this. He said, "I'm so saddened by the passing of my wonderful friend Tina Turner. She was truly an enormously talented performer and singer." And then he put several images of the two of them together singing, and he put that on Twitter. Also, Lionel Richie had a picture of him and Tina Turner. He said, "What a life, what a show, what a talent. Your resilience was a lesson for all of us. I will miss you, my dear friend. Thanks for all of the memories." Diana Ross said, "Shock, saddened, sending condolences to Tina Turner's family and loved ones." Magic Johnson, "Rest in peace to one of my favorite artists of all time, the legendary queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. I've seen her many, many times, and hands down, she gave me one of the best live shows I've ever seen. She always gave you your money's worth." Mariah Carey, "The words legendary, iconic, diva, superstar are often overused, and yet Tina Turner embodies them all and so many more. An incredible performer, musician, and trailblazer. To me, she will always be a survivor and an inspiration to women everywhere. Her music will continue." And that's the thing. Her music will continue on. It still has, well after she stopped performing. She'll inspire generations, that's for sure. So I agree with Mariah Carey when she says, "Rest in peace, Queen." Because, as I said at the top, she really was a songbird. She really was the queen. All right, talking now more about 2024. You know, I've had this conversation with people in the business who make it their business to either run on the Democratic side or the Republican side or independent or libertarian or pick your choice of anything in between. And the whole process now of running for president and how much earlier you have to start this thing. You know, Ron DeSantis, after he officially, even though it was totally bungled with the mishaps on Twitter, as soon as he announces he runs, within an hour, he's got $1 million. Boom, that already just starts to come in. And partially that's the setup. They know that, and they work on that to really prime the pump, so to speak, because you have to have that money to run because of the spots, the enormity of running spots and the other kinds of advertising that you certainly have to do to get the attention of the people who you hope ultimately will vote for you. So on the Democratic side, you have Biden and the Democrats who are set with this 50-state fundraising plan for 2024, because the Republicans will do the same thing. You have the party that also helps to raise money. And in the case of the Democrats, it's called the Biden Victory Fund, and they do this joint fundraising in 50-state Democratic Party committees that come together, and the District of Columbia. That same funding operation, to give you an idea, to show you what it really costs. You know, when they say, "Oh, well, anyone can run for president," this fundraising op gained $600 million. So let me set that total again. $600 million for Biden's 2020 presidential campaign with 46 state committees and the D.C. committee. The four state Democratic committees that didn't work with the Biden campaign, which was Iowa, California, Illinois, and South Dakota, are going to work this time around with that victory fund. And, you know, when you have an incumbent president, a lot of times they say you have such a sizable advantage that you don't really face primary challengers. But we do know Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the kind of self-awareness, spirituality guru Marianne Williamson are among Democrats so far who are challenging Biden. But the president isn't expected to spend much once Democratic primaries start in February. So as a contrast to that, MAGA Republicans go through a ton of cash in their primary. They're competing for the other, you know, all the eyeballs they can get on the Republican side. So when you are that incumbent, you have a little bit of the edge of capitalizing on the opportunity to raise a significant amount with those resources that help to kind of expand. Whereas whenever you're on the other side of that and you're on the other party that's not currently in the White House, the fundraising efforts are completely different. But, you know, that's the thing about Donald Trump and his war chest. He has always been a guy that raises money when it comes to politics. He's raised $18.8 million through the first 3 months of the year between his main campaign account and a joint fundraising account. And that's all in the Federal Election Commission because you file and you've got that there. And the campaign supposedly said he raised an additional $20 million after he was indicted April 4th by the Manhattan District Attorney. Remember that? Alvin Bragg on those 34 felony counts of filing false business docs in the first degree, which he pled not guilty to all those counts. So watching this and watching the money side of this is always intriguing to me because, like I said, you know, it's easy to say, and it's true. You can say, well, anyone can run for president. I mean, you can declare you're running for president, but you better have a ton of money behind you because that's what it takes to really become president. It's such a machine. And it's almost that way now with Congress, too. You'll see the sums of money that's spent to get a congressional seat because of how you have to try to reach people with whatever the message is going to be, whatever you're standing on, or just getting your name out there, really pushing the name and getting people to even look at whoever's running, right? Especially if there's somebody who comes out of nowhere. So it's a little bit different running these days than it was in the beginning, let's say, of our government, which makes sense. The times were different, that's for sure. All right, your thoughts next. We go to the mailroom.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden, along with the First Lady, marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Speaking from the White House, Biden said the time for Congress to act is now.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress has some common-sense gun safety laws and keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
19 children and two teachers were killed in Uvalde. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will formally announce his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president this evening on Twitter. DeSantis is expected to make his announcement during a live appearance with Twitter owner Elon Musk. Singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83 after battling a long illness. She died peacefully in Switzerland, where she had been living. Turner first gained fame in the 1960s with her husband Ike, but broke through to her greatest stardom in the 80s after the release of her Private Dancer album. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The mail bag.
Thank you. We are in the mail room, and Aiden gets the first crack this time around. Ms. Delaney, I've been trying to email you for a long time. I know it's a lame excuse. Finally, I sat my big butt down, and I sent you this email. Like the show, like you're funny, and like the sense that you are, as you call it, in the no drone zone. Thank God for somebody who has the voice of reason in them. So I'm crediting you with that. Looking at what's happening on the political front, I agree with you when I've heard you call out that we have some of the brightest people in the country. Too bad they aren't in office in so many places in this great nation. And maybe that's part of the problem. It's just not attractive for those kinds of people to run because they don't want to deal with the BS in getting elected and have to have their families go through the streaming of trolls and everything else that you would have to deal with. And isn't that a shame? Because we do need a few good men and a few good women and people that just want to listen to the people, I think, that they're representing and be a voice of reason in representation. I like that, voice of reason in representation, although it's almost an oxymoron, right? Because here's what happens. You get into the political machine, And to get elected, you have to have the votes, and you have to have the money that gets raised, and then you start to have special interests when you say you're not going to have special interests because they're the people that are backing you. Then you get to Congress, and this is being cynical, and I'm an optimistic person. I'm always going to be the glass is half full, even when people try to drain the glass on me, but I've seen it. I've talked to plenty of people, like I said, in all the parties, pick the party. And what happens is then you get there and you have that mounting pressure that you have to do the payback. And things change and morph, and some issue comes up that was unexpected that maybe you wouldn't necessarily agree with, and then it turns people into something that they weren't initially when they were running. And like I said, that's the jaded response and cynical. And I'd still like to think that there are people that absolutely have the goodness and the want to run, and maybe locally that happens a lot, and are trying to be that beacon of whatever, of common sense. Listen to all the people. You know, what happened to, I'm not going to go too much on down in a rabbit hole here, but what happened to the days where you could vehemently disagree with your neighbor about politics, but you could have a beer, you could have a lemonade, you could have a conversation, you could talk about other things too as well, and still, you know, listen to the other person's point of view. You know, even if you weren't changing your mind, you could listen to the other person's point of view. Now it's just so angry. There's so much anger, I think. That's the thing that I hate for this country. All right, let's move along to another one. This one is from Gabby, who says, okay, so it's official. DeSantis announces he's running for president, although, I think it's kind of funny what happened on the whole Twitter thing. No way does he beat Trump, Kate. You've said it. You look at the polls and you see the numbers. Unless those numbers start to switch, or somehow Donald Trump would drop out, but he's not going to drop out. So his decision to run, I guess he figured it was his time, so he's going to do it. But there's been lots of reports about, of course, your family's always involved, and that his wife felt like this was the right time to run, and the window is open, and he's going to run on a lot of the rhetoric that he constantly, the jargon, the rhetoric that he constantly brings up. And if he strikes the right chord, do you think that he wins the fight over Donald Trump for that Republican nomination? Because I don't see anybody else who comes up and takes it from DeSantis or from Trump. I don't think he, I'm looking at the numbers, and, you know, polls can be twisted and numbers can be off and all of that. And it's still, you know, we're in 2023, so there's still so much time between now and the election and the pushes for the primaries. But, we'll see. Here's what's going to happen. We'll see what happens when there's more, when he has more of a voice, I guess, and what happens at rallies, or what happens when he's really out there, and what happens in the polls down the line. Do they switch? Because to have 30 plus point difference, and even if that's a little off, that's still so much. I mean, gosh, so much. And, you know, there's some, and I was just talking to someone, I wish I could say this person's name, but I promised I wouldn't, but it's somebody high up in the Republican Party. I was talking to him about who would DeSantis turn off in the Republican Party, and he said that some of the donors are completely turned off by DeSantis' stance on abortion and book banning. And they didn't like all the things that they were hearing about this crazy new law that requires approval of books in classrooms and libraries and makes it easier for the public to flag school books to be pulled for review. That there was absolutely a threat, even a conservative threat, that said, yeah, no, thank you. You know, but I think there is certainly the acceptance that this is a two-person race. Right, that it's the two of them. unless something really, really changes, unless some unforeseen thing happens and something changes, and that can happen. But does he have a good chance, DeSantis, to dethrone Trump as far as those primaries? Like I said, I think there's more of a, you have to wait and see what happens, and what happens in these polls, what happens in these primaries, obviously, because the primary is everything. Okay, let's go to this one from Max, and Max says, wow, no surprise, what happened on January 6th, the idiot that put his feet on the desk of the Speaker of the House at the time, Nancy Pelosi, and threw an American flag over the desk, and there were threats to the people in her office who were hiding behind a back door. No surprise that this guy got prison time. Kate, I don't know if you saw that or not, but I hope he enjoys four fat ones behind bars. Yeah, his name is Richard Barnett, because they said his name so many times I heard it over and over again. He was convicted of 8 charges, civil disorders, one of them. He was part of the whole thing on January 6th, and he was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison on Wednesday. He sprayed, he did more than put his feet up on her desk. He was in the office for 10 minutes or so, and he only left when he was sprayed with a chemical irritant, right? He wrote a note to Nancy Pelosi calling her the B word. He had a stun gun in his pants, and he took an envelope from the office. And, you know, again, there was the people that were there that felt very threatened and concerned. But the bottom line is he didn't comment on his sentencing. I guess his wife was crying in the courtroom when they left. He testified that he was pushed into the Capitol during the riot and was looking for a place to use the restroom inside the building, admiring all the artwork along the way. That didn't work. So, yeah, that's what happened there. Okay, we move on to yet another one. This one is from Sam, and Sam says, hey, Kate Delaney, I want to be a bright spot. Did you hear the story about the man with paralysis who is actually walking naturally because they gave him some brain spine implants? I happened to catch a big story on that, and I stopped and really watched it, and I thought it was incredibly fascinating, and I'm wondering now that maybe that this technology becomes more available in the years to come and more people could have that same experience. I saw that same story. I know what you're talking about. And it was from the Swiss Institute of Technology, and they developed this interface, and it creates a direct neurological link between the brain and the spinal cord. So you wear something like a backpack. It looked like kind of a backpack to me, and it translates into commands, and it processes and stimulates the muscles as it's processing. And it was so cool to see this 40-year-old who was left paralyzed after a motorcycle accident a decade ago. His legs were impaired, his arms, trunk, all that. And he walked, they were showing him walk, he walked about like 300 plus feet and does that, I guess, every day, maybe even more sometimes. And he can stand without using his hands for a few minutes. And so some really neat things are starting to happen. And watching that, it does give you hope that, wow, I wonder where this could go. And could more people eventually, certainly not now, but could more people take advantage of this? And what a concept, the digital bridge between the brain and the spinal cord. Thanks for your emails. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Those well well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
About interest rates, because you know, I was listening to Barbara Corcoran, who of course is one of the sharks and was a big real estate mogul. She started off with a handful of dollars in her pocket, by the way, too. But she was talking about interest rates and said, you know, maybe if you want to get a house and you can do it, don't be so scared off. I mean, I remember when interest rates were 18 and 19%. I was like, wow, forget that. So let's just say the 6% or so interest rate doesn't scare you off, and you have more than $2 in your pocket. Were you a fan of the Brady Bunch? You know, the Brady Bunch house, we saw it with the staircase and the big living room and all the brick facade that they had. So the iconic sitcom, the Brady Bunch, you can own a piece of it. Seriously, you can live where they lived. Check this out. HGTV lists the Brady Bunch house in California for $5.5 million. Yeah, mic drop. 5.5 for a house you will really have to renovate, my friends, unless you want to stay stuck in the 70s.
But it is in Studio City. That's where the property is. I've actually been by it because it's so iconic. I had a friend take me by it. It said 11222 Dilling Street. And if you went back a couple of years, 2018, it was available for $3.5 million. That was the first time it went up for sale since 1973. Right? They were talking about that, hey, whoever comes in is going to buy it, demolish it, redevelop it. And it kind of led to a little bit of a bidding war. And people that were interested included Lance, the singer Lance Bass. But HGTV decided they were going to save it from a wrecking ball threat and bought the house. So it does still have like that really orangey kitchen top, you know, in the kitchen where the counters are. And it does have two ovens, though, ahead of its time there. But there were some renovations that were made from HGTV. So they did restore the facade and did some things to it, gave it a little bit of a facelift. But that's a whole lot of money to spend for the Brady Bunch house. But what would it be like to live in the Brady Bunch house? Think about it. Mike Brady, Carol Brady, Marsha Brady, Jan Brady, Cindy Brady, Greg Brady, Peter Brady, Bob Brady. You can tell I watched that. Oh, thinking of Jan and her relationship with the rest of the clan. And then there was Alice, you know, the housekeeper who played a big role in it. But, wow, so interesting. It looks exactly like you remember. If you flip on TV Land or whatever now, the whole idea of the blended family, what their life was like. And I was thinking about it. It became so iconic because you have to go back. The Brady Bunch was broadcast from 1969 to 1974, but yet it became a part of so many people's childhood because it just lived on and on. I mean, and they had, like, in the 90s, they had a very Brady sequel, and the Brady Bunch in the White House was one of the last ones. That was in 2002. So, but the fact that it lived on in reruns and was just one of those shows that never, ever, ever went away. I had a great trivia question that someone threw at me one time, and they said, who was the Brady's family dog who was in some of the early episodes? What was the name of the dog? And I'm going to tell you. Do you know the name of the dog? I bet the great Nathan Reeder doesn't even know the name of the dog, our technical maestro. And he and I were talking off the air, and he watched it too, because again, it was that whole rerun thing that where it was played and you could find it. Tiger was the Brady's family dog, right? But sadly, I was looking this up. The original dog that was used, that everybody just fell in love with, was run over by a car and died of injuries before the fourth episode. But they scoured everywhere to find a replacement lookalike, and they did. So anyway, if you want to relive your childhood, and that's another one where it spans the generations, and you have that extra money and you feel like living in Studio City, California, beware of the taxes. But maybe you could talk them down, but we're talking about over $5 million. This, to me, is depressing. Only 25%, I was reading something about this a couple of days ago, and then I looked and did a little more research on it, but it is true, because they always do testing on it, but only 25% of sunscreens are safe and effective. So scientists always go and, you know, test these sunscreens. At the Environmental Working Group, they release a sunscreen guide. So the 2023 sunscreen guide, because we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and that's the timing of when they do it, the effectiveness and the ingredients, they looked at 1,700 products, sunscreens, moisturizers, even lip balms, all of that, and they said it was pretty worrisome that the potential cancer-causing ingredient in the product, they found didn't meet their standards of effectiveness and safety, and that they, the big number is that they only found 25% that are available on the market that are effective, are safe and effective. And there's the other part of it, effective, because why do you put on sunscreen? Because you don't want to get melanoma. You don't want to have problems with skin cancer. The rate of melanoma cases has tripled since the 70s, right? And it's a deadly form of cancer. I'll never forget one of my first jobs, and I lived in California. There's this great news, crusty news guy who was so nice to me when I was brand new and didn't know anybody in this radio station. I was doing TV and radio in this radio station. I did a morning show with somebody, and I had to do all the news and all the sports and everything. And he was great. Dick was just a great guy. He would just tell me all these stories about what was happening in the central coast of California, and he was a big surfer. And he had gotten serious sun damage on his back, and he died from melanoma. And that's the first time I'd ever heard of that. So, you know, the whole sunburns, the sunscreening is still a tool in reducing UV exposure. So look, you know, when you go to get products, boy, really look at that. Check the list of sunscreens. It's pretty easy to find it. Just go to EWG.org, EWG.org, because you, whatever you're going to pay for whatever sunscreen, if you're going to slap it on, for goodness sake, try to get the best one you can that will protect you from those rays. As somebody who spends some time in the sun, boy, that's something to, that is definitely something to watch out for. All right, we are a streaming nation, or at least most in some form. You're probably streaming something, maybe not, but most people are. Disney Plus and Hulu are going to cut more than 50 TV shows and movies, they say. They put together a list of what was going to be cut because of, you know, they want to put other things in the queue, and they're going to disappear some of the others probably that people aren't pulling off as much. And also it's a cost-cutting move because then they got to pay, right? So in looking at what's going to be cut, for example, some of the titles on the Purge list include high-profile series like Willow, the Lucasfilm sequel Willow from Disney Plus, and then also features like Cheaper by the Dozen, which was a remake. So that's another one that's going to get pulled. And then you got this problem of these disagreements over residuals. That's one of the big points of contention between the Hollywood studios and the Writers Guild of America, because as we know, they're currently on strike. So streamers usually remove titles that aren't generating subscription or viewership, and many series on the list were pretty short-lived. I'll give you a couple others. The One and Only Ivan, Stargirl, The Princess, Clouds, America the Beautiful, Be Our Chef, Magic Camp. Anyone? Anyone? Is that resonating with you? I don't know half of those names. All right, people. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. Be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.